I'm Doug Tribou. Coming up on Only a Game, remembering a 1925 baseball game between an all-African-American team and the Wichita, Kansas chapter of the KKK. But first, last week, 22-year-old Marlena Sparza qualified for the London Olympics. It was a historic moment because women's boxing is coming to the Games for the first time. And although other American women have a chance to be chosen by an international commission in the coming weeks, Marlene is the only American to emerge from the Women's World Boxing Championships in China with an automatic berth. Marlene joins me from Houston, where she lives and trains. Welcome to Only a Game.
Hi.
No matter what happens in London, you will always be the first American woman to qualify to box in the Olympics. Does that feel like a historic moment to you?
You know, it feels extremely historic, and it also feels like this is why I was born. It feels like it completes me spiritually and mentally and completes my family. I've never felt anything like it in my life. I feel so complete.
How did your friends and family back home react to the news that you had qualified for the Olympics?
Everybody was so proud of me. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't expect that much love from strangers, from people who just know somebody who knows me. I never believed that so many people would be affected by what I'm doing in my life. And, you know, I thank God for putting me in this position and having people love me for what I'm doing.
In 2009, when the IOC voted to add women's boxing to the Games, you and your trainer, Rudy Silva, began to change your boxing style. What had to change and why did you have to change it?
Me and Rudy, we had to sit down and be realistic with ourselves because I was a 106-pounder. And I had to move up to 112 to go to the Olympic weight. And it sounds like not a lot of weight, but when weight is so important, it is a lot of weight. Because I would be fighting girls that move down from 119 to 125 pounds. And so they are just naturally bigger and stronger than me. And I had to gain, 10 pounds of pure muscle, no fat. And it took an entire year. It took a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline, but it ended up being that my speed from being at such a lower weight was what helped me prevail when I faced the heavier opponent.
Boxing has been your focus since you were 12 years old, long before the sport was ever added to the Olympics. What are your plans for after the London Games are over?
My plans as of right now are whether I get a gold medal or not, which I probably am. But anyway, sorry. I just plan to go to school. That's my next goal. I wanted to be an anesthesiologist from when I can remember, but I'm actually thinking about changing it to child psychiatry.
You've signed an endorsement deal with CoverGirl. Is it safe to say that you're the toughest CoverGirl model?
There is another boxer from Canada, and she's tough too. So I would like to say that, but I don't want to be disrespectful. But it's okay, I'll say it. Yeah, I do believe that.
Marlene, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. God bless.
Esparza is profiled in the June issue of The Atlantic, and the author of that article joins me from New York. Irina Alexander, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Marlene made an attempt at modesty there, so I'll ask you, do you think she's the toughest of the CoverGirl models?
I certainly do, yes. She is definitely the toughest, and I would even say the beautifulest. Is that a real word? It is.
You've done more fashion writing than sports writing. Is that what drew you to the story of a boxer who's also doing some modeling?
It's true. I have done fashion writing in the past, but actually what drew me to this story in particular is my father was actually an amateur boxer. So I don't, I grew up with it always on the TV, much like Marlene did with her father watching the sport. And, while I didn't understand the technicalities of the sport, but I did sort of understand the human emotional side of it, which is what attracted me to Marlene.
What surprised you about Esparza and her fellow female boxers?
Well, I think you said it right there in the first question, how tough they are. My dad, much like many other, you know, enthusiasts of the sport believe that women just didn't belong in the sport. That was the general opinion. And, you know, when I saw these girls fight, in fact, they seemed to be much more technically advanced than the men. They were much more precise. They were highly technical and they're very skilled.
Esparza sounds confident that she'll win a gold medal at the London Olympics in August. Does she have a good chance, or is that just confidence that's part of her strategy?
I think it's both. You know, what sets Marlene apart from other fighters is her confidence. You know, as we've learned from Muhammad Ali, you know, talk helps. You know, she, once you get into the top tier of female boxers, you know, they're all fast, they're all strong, they're all really good. And her opponents have this idea of Marlene as being a little bit cocky and maybe even arrogant. But when I spent time with her, what I realized is it's really a strategy for her. You know, more than trying to taunt them in the press, what she's trying to do is convince them, but more importantly herself, that, you know, they can't beat her, that she's going to win. And saying that prior to a fight is one of her greatest advantages.
Through her publicist, Esparza objected to a passage in your story where you describe her relationship with her trainer, Rudy Silva. You imply that the 22-year-old and her married trainer, who's 38 years old, might have some type of romantic relationship. Did you feel that was necessary to the story?
Well, to clarify, I actually didn't imply that they had a romantic relationship. You know, Marlene and I were talking, and she said that boyfriends she's had in the past have wondered whether, you know, her trainer might be in love with her. And the way she clarified that is she said, you know, it has nothing to do with love. You know, it's the intimacy that they've developed simply by, you know, working so closely together over the last decade. And in the story, I say very clearly, there is no relationship. And that was to address the rumors that had come up in the course of the reporting.
But you didn't cite anybody in particular who said those rumors. So I was curious about why you felt that was necessary to include that.
Well, I didn't include the rumors. That was part of it. I mean, I think if I had cited anonymous sources, that actually would have been spreading the rumor. But what I wanted to do was put an end to it.
After the Olympics, Esparza plans to retire from boxing and become a doctor. You describe her as fiercely competitive. Do you think she'll be able to leave the sport behind?
I do. I know it's something that she really wants. You know, Marlene she's been doing this since she was 11 years old. This is a girl who spent, you know, the last decade, and we're talking about her teenage years, basically in a gym. You know, she has been excited about college for years, and she really, you know, she tried taking community college classes and couldn't find the time for it. And, you know, I think she's going to be as competitive, if not more competitive, in her studies as she has been in the sport.
Irina Alexander's profile of female Olympic boxer Marlene Esparza, titled America's Sweetheart, appears in the June edition of The Atlantic. Irina, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.